Dear listeners, Sai Ram. We now bring you Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first aired on 26th March 2015 as part of Thursday Live programs on Asia Stream of Radio Sai. This program is hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu.
Let us offer our most grateful and prayerful salutations at the lotus feet of our most beloved Divine Mother. O Mother, please bless us so that we imbibe those virtues that you want to instill in us and so that we shine as your children, radiating your virtues and your love. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome to a fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. The bhajan we will be learning today is dedicated to adoring our beloved Bhagwan as the Divine Mother. This bhajan is in the language Sanskrit and the first line goes like this.
Namo Sharada, Namo Sharada, Namo Sharada Mata.
So let's begin by becoming familiar with the lyrics of the bhajan, and then like always we'll move on to the tune, the raga, the beat, and then we will try to understand the inner significance of this bhajan in the light of what Bhagwan has taught us.
Namo Sharada, Namo Sharada, Namo Sharada Mata. He Vidya Gyan Pradayini Ma Veena Pustaka Dharini Bhava Bhanjani Manoranjani Satya Saishwari Mata.
Now that we know the lyrics, let's move on to learning how to sing this bhajan. You will first hear Brother Ravi Kumar sing every line very slowly. Brother Anirudh will follow Ravi Kumar after every line. And you too, dear listeners, please join Anirudh.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale D sharp pancham. Namo Sharada, Namo Sharada, Namo Sharada Mata.
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 He Vidya Gyan Pradayini.
Vidyagyan Pradayini.
He Vidyagyan Pradayini.
He Vidyagyan Pradayini.
Ma Veena Pustakadharini.
Ma Veena Pustakadharini.
Ma Veena Pustakadharini.
Ma Veena Pustakadharini.
Bhava Bhanjani Manoranjani.
Bhava Bhanjani Manoranjani.
Bhava Bhanjani Manoranjani.
Bhava Bhanjani Manoranjani.
Sat सत्य साईश्वरी माता,
सत्य साईश्वरी माता,
सत्य साईश्वरी, सत्य साईश्वरी, सत्य साईश्वरी माता,
सत्य साईश्वरी, सत्य साईश्वरी, सत्य साईश्वरी माता,
सत्य साईश्वरी माता,
सत्य साईश्वरी माता,
नमो शारदा, नमो शारदा, नमो शारदा माता।
So that is the lovely tune of this bhajan. Brother Ravi Kumar and Anirudh demonstrated to us how it flows. And now for those of us who want to know more about this composition and the raga it belongs to, Anirudh is here with us in the studios. So tell us, Anirudh, what are the swaras behind this beautiful bhajan?
Sairam Vishu.
Sairam.
This bhajan is based on the raga, blissful raga, Yaman.
Yes.
Which is called Kalyani in the Carnatic classical music. And the notes are very soothing, very pleasant, very blissful.
Nere ga re ma ga, nere pa ba ma, va re ga ga ma pa.
It's a very blissful raga, as you mentioned.
Yeah, if you look at the notes of this raga, you have ni, ni is shudni, ni re, re is also shudri, ga, beautiful ga, which is major ga,
ma,
ma is tivra madhyamam,
ni re ga ma pa, dha,
dha is also shudh,
ni sa ni da pa va ga re sa.
So all notes are shuddh except the ma,
yes.
The tivra madhyamam. So it becomes from Shankara Varnam if you change only the ma.
Sa re ga ma pa dha ni sa,
Shankara Varnam.
Sa re ga ma pa dha ni sa ni da pa ma ga re sa
is Yaman.
And of course, the way Yaman flows, it has its own.
It's a very beautiful raga. And you have many, many bhajans composed in this raga. Blend of Yaman and with the play of both the maas, as I mentioned.
Ma pa ma ga.
So bhajans like
Shiva Shiva Shankara Hara Parameshwara
So there are many ragas where both the madhyamas are there and having the feel
but
of
that belongs to the family of Yaman, can we say? But that is that Yaman when both the mas are used?
There are many ragas like Hamir Kalyani and Yamuna Kalyani. There are many families of Kalyanis where lot of variations and permutations and combinations of the raga in which the notes flow like that. And whereas this bhajan particularly belongs to Yaman.
Shuddha Yaman.
Yeah, Shuddha Yaman. And you have bhajans like Panduranga Vithale Harinarayana Harinarayana Govinda. Beautiful bhajan. Also you have Deva Devottama Dina Samrakshaka.
Yes. As you mentioned, there are many bhajans.
Yeah, there are plenty of bhajans.
And it is one of those beautiful but simple ragas, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It can be expressed in a very elaborate way, both in the Hindustani and the Carnatic forms of music.
Tana dana tade gari nirisa.
So both ways are actually, it gives a different feel to the raga. Whereas the more the Hindustani you go, like you approach towards the notes like ne re ga ra ra re ra ra na 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 na.
Like how the bhajan Krishna Krishna Yadivara Krishna is.
Exactly.
Krishna, Krishna, Yaduvara, Krishna.
So bhajan has a blend of both the Hindustani and the Carnatic to give the best of, take the best from both, and so Swami has made a unique genre of music, bhajans.
Absolutely. Wonderful. So let's move on to every line of this bhajan.
Yeah. So we'll do the first line.
Yeah.
Namo Sharada, Namo Sharada, Namo Sharada Mata. Sani re 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 sa ga 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 re ni re ga re ni re sa. Sani re 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 sa ga 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 gare ni re sa. He vidya jnana pradayini gama pa 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 ma gama madha pa gama pa 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 ma gama madha pa ma veena pustaka dharini gama ni ni dha da pa pa gama madha pa gama ni ni dha da pa pa gama madha pa bhava bhanjani manoranjani ga pa sa 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 ga pa ni 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 ga pa sa 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 ga pa ni 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 Satya Sai Ishwari Mata Papa Madha Pamare Rigasa
Papa Madha Pamare Rigasa
Satya Sai Ishwari Satya Sai Ishwari Satya Sai Ishwari Mata Sani re 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 sa ga 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 ma 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 ga ma dha pa
Sani re 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 sa ga 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 ma 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 ga ma dha pa
Satya Sai Ishwari Mata Ga pa sa 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 ni da ni re sa.
Ga pa sa 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 ni da ni re sa.
It's always lovely when you decode the bhajan and look at every swara, how the bhajan is composed.
Yeah.
So let's move on to the beat, Anirudh.
Yeah, the beat of this bhajan is 8 beat, Aditalam, and it's a slow bhajan, peaceful, and
you can get lost in the worship of the Divine Mother.
Exactly. And the count is 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3.
Namo Sharada, Namo Sharada, Namo Sharada Mata.
Namo Sharada, Namo Sharada, Namo Sharada Mata.
So that gives us a very beautiful overview of the raga and the tala. Thank you so much, Anirudh and Arvind Sai.
Thank you, Vishu.
Sairam. Sairam.
Now that we have become familiar with the lyrics, the raga, the tala of the bhajan, let's move on to understanding the inner feeling with which the bhajan should be sung. So let's begin with the first line.
Namo Sharada, Namo Sharada, Namo Sharada Mata.
Namo means salutations too. The name Sharada is another name of Mother Saraswati, who is revered as one of the Holy Trinity of Goddesses according to Indian culture. What is the inner significance of adoring the Mother as Goddess Saraswati? Bhagwan explained this beautifully in a discourse during Dasara celebrations in 1984.
ఈ మంత్రమునకు మొట్టమొదటది ఆత్మస్వరూపమైనటువంటి నిర్గుణ బ్రహ్మము యొక్క సూక్ష్మ స్వరూపమైన ఓంకారము.
The primary basis for this mantra is that form of the Atma, that attributeless entity.
పరబ్రహ్మ స్వరూపమైనటువంటి యొక్క తత్వమే ఈ ఓంకార రూపమున అక్షర స్వరూపాన్ని ధరిస్తూ ఉండాలి.
దిస్ పరబ్రహ్మ తత్వ టేక్స్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ఎ కాంక్రీట్ వర్డ్ ఇన్ ద నేమ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ఓంకార్.
ఈ నాదమునకు అధిష్టాన దేవత సరస్వతి.
ది ప్రిసైడింగ్ డైటీ ఆఫ్ దిస్ వర్డ్ ఈజ్ గాడెస్ సరస్వతి.
లోకరీతిగా ఈ సరస్వతి బ్రహ్మ సతి.
As far as the world goes, Saraswati is regarded as the consort of Brahma.
ఈ సతిపత్ని యొక్క సంపర్కము చేతనే సమస్త శబ్దములు కూడాను ఆవిర్భవిస్తూ వచ్చాయి.
When these two, the Lord and his consort, come together, you have these diverse effects produced.
ఇక్కడ బ్రహ్మ ఎవరు, సరస్వతి ఎవరు?
Now, who is this Brahma, who is Saraswati?
సరస్వతి అనగా కేవలము వాక్ స్వరూపుణి అని, విద్యారంభం కరిష్యామి సిద్ధిర్భవత వతమేసేదాని, పద్మపత్ర విశాలాక్షి పద్మకేశర వర్ణనీని ఆమెను అనేక రకములుగా వర్ణిస్తూ వస్తుంటారు లోకులు.
సరస్వతి ఇస్ ఎక్స్టాల్డ్ ఇన్ వేరియస్ వేస్ టు ఐడెంటిఫై హర్, టు ఐడెంటిఫై సరస్వతి విత్ ది పవర్ ఆఫ్ ది వర్డ్, విత్ దాట్ విచ్ వౌట్సేఫ్ టు యూ నాలెడ్జ్ అండ్ లెర్నింగ్.
వరదే కామరూపిణి విద్యారంభం కరిష్యామి అని కూడాను వర్ణిస్తుంటారు.
She is also extolled as the goddess of learning and knowledge.
కాని అట్టి వర్ణనలతో కూడినటువంటి ఒక స్వరూపం కాదు సరస్వతి.
But then Saraswati is not one who is to be associated with such a description.
ఇట్టి సరస్వతి సర్వభూతములు యందు కూడాను అంతర్భూతమై వాగ్దేవి అయి ప్రతిష్టిస్తూ ఉంటుండాలి.
This Saraswati is present in all forms, all species of life, and it is present in the form of the power of word.
Dehame Brahmayani.
Body is Brahma.
Nalukane Saraswatiyani.
The tongue is Saraswati.
Ee rendinti oka chala shaktiye vak swarupini ani.
When these two come together, we have the power of articulation.
Ee naluka హృదయము యొక్క స్తంభనము చేతని ఏర్పడినటువంటి యొక్క శబ్దమే ఈ నాదమని.
And whatever word is uttered is done so by holding your breath through the medium of the tongue.
ఈ నాదం వ్యష్టిగా ఉండి సమస్త స్వరూపాన్ని ధరించుచున్నదని.
And the same word takes up these diverse forms all around.
ఇట్టి సర్వవ్యాపకత్వమైనటువంటి వాగ్దేవుని అయినటువంటి యొక్క నాదమే వేదమునకు ఆధారమని.
And this all present everywhere word is the form and substance of the Vedas.
అక్షరములు అనేకముండినప్పటికీ నిజమైనటువంటి సార్థకంతో పొందినటువంటిది ఓంకారం ఒక్కటి అని.
There could be any number of letters and words, but the one which takes the most important spot is the Omkar.
Om it ekaksharam brahma. Aksharam annatundi okkate kaani anekamu ledani.
There is only one word. There are not many. There are not more than one word.
Migilina aksharamulanni kudanu vivida bhashalaloni yokka padamulani.
All the other words and letters that you have known are parts of these.
పదములని మాత్రమే ఉచ్చరించటం చెల్లును కాని అక్షరములని చెప్పుటకు వీలు కాదని.
దీస్ ఆర్ మియర్లీ వర్డ్స్, దే కెనాట్ బి క్లాసిఫైడ్ అస్ డిస్టింక్టివ్ లెటర్స్.
కనుక ఇట్టి దివ్యత్వంతో కూడినటువంటి యొక్క అక్షర స్వరూపాన్ని మనం అర్థము చేసుకునలేక.
సో దిస్ ఈస్ ద ఇన్నేట్ సిగ్నిఫికెన్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ లెటర్ అండ్ వీఆర్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ఇట్ సిగ్నిఫికెన్స్.
అక్షరం అనగా దీని యొక్క అంతరార్థాన్ని కూడా మొట్టమొదట గుర్తించవలసినది అత్యవసరమని.
It is important that we understand the significance of this single letter.
Mantra shastramu bodhistu vachindi.
This is what the mantra shastra proclaims to us.
So in this line we offer our salutations to that divine mother, the goddess of learning, the goddess of wisdom, the goddess of all our faculties. Let's move on to the second line.
He vidya jnana pradayini.
He is a manner of calling out lovingly to a person. Vidya is the second word. Jnana means wisdom. Pradayini means she who bestows. Swami explained what is true vidya during the summer course in Indian culture and spirituality in 1973. Unfortunately, we do not have the audio of that discourse, but in that Bhagwan very beautifully explains how once Guru Angirasa in the Mundaka Upanishad explains to the disciple Sonaka about vidya. And Angirasa says, knowledge is of two types, aparavidya and paravidya. Aparavidya is the knowledge of the lower type, while paravidya is the knowledge of the higher type. All the worldly knowledge, all the grammar, astrology, science, technology, everything comes under aparavidya. On the other hand, that which relates to the abstract and the eternal, that which relates to the divine, this is paravidya. And the most interesting thing is, once one turns their mind towards understanding the imperishable Brahman, irrespective of whatever task they may be engaged in at the level of the body, the aparavidya turns into paravidya. And Bhagwan gave a very beautiful example from the life of King Janaka. The story goes that the great Rishi Sukha was once teaching to his disciples in a forest quite close to Mithilapura, and King Janaka, who is the ruler of that kingdom, he learnt about this and he wanted to become a disciple of Sage Sukha. And so Janaka went to the forest and he offered salutations to Sage Sukha and asked if he can be accepted as one among the numerous disciples that Sage Sukha had. And the sage agreed, and that's how Janaka started conducting himself as one of the disciples of Sage Sukha. One day when King Janaka did not arrive in time for the classes to begin, Sage Sukha did not start his instruction and waited till Janaka arrived. In fact, he even told the other disciples that he would start the class only after Janaka comes. In fact, when the other disciples heard this, they started murmuring about themselves and telling each other how just because Janaka is the king and he belongs to the royalty, the Guru was making a distinction and giving special importance to people with power, while they had the impression that the Guru would be impartial. And so from that day, their faith in the Guru started weakening. They thought that he was succumbing to power and position. And what also happened is they started becoming jealous of King Janaka. And Sage Sukha sensed this. Once he saw such envy and jealousy among the disciples, he decided to teach them a lesson. And at an opportune moment, all the disciples were made to feel that the entire city of Mithilapura was in flames. And as soon as the disciples saw that Mithilapura was raging with fire, they just ran to protect their houses and their parents and their wealth and so on. Each one began to run to the city to save and salvage whatever they can. But King Janaka did not waver. He did not even move an inch from his place. In fact, Sage Sukha told Janaka that the flames have begun to spread to the palace, and he asked Janaka, why don't you go and save the inmates of the palace? Janaka did not budge. He was only smiling. He was only thinking that let God's will be done. No one can change the will of God. He was at the feet of the Guru and his mind was completely on the instruction that the Guru was giving. Nothing could distract him. And in the meanwhile, the envious students who had run to the city, they found that actually there were no flames at all. It was just a make-believe. They came back and they reported to Sukha. And then they also got a real-life experience of the steady mind of King Janaka. Sage Sukha took that opportunity and told the disciples that it is better to have one disciplined student rather than many students who have no stability of mind. One steady mind is better than 1,000 wavering minds. In this line, Hey Vidya, Jnana Pradayini, we call out to the Supreme Mother who gives us this true knowledge and wisdom. Let's move on to the third line.
Mavina Pustakadharini.
Ma means mother. Veena refers to the string instrument which Mother Saraswati plays upon. Yes, Mother Saraswati is always depicted in portraits and statues as holding a veena and also holding a book, pustaka, in her hands. But what is this veena? Bhagwan in one discourse beautifully explained that if you ask anyone where the words he utters comes from, he will reply that it comes from the vocal cords. Swami said that is not the right answer. The vocal cords only produce sound, they don't produce the words. Swami said the spinal column in every individual, from the Mooladhara Chakra to the Agna Chakra, in our body we have so many energy centers at the lowest point of the spinal column to the highest at the mid-brow spot on our forehead. The entire spinal column, Swami said, is like the veena. The strings of which, when drawn and played upon, produce resonance. Swami went on to explain, when the playing fingers halt and press on the frets fixed on the veena at irregular intervals, what happens is different notes are created, and that is how you have delightful music coming out from the veena. Swami said, when the mind decides upon an idea that is to be communicated, the life force plays upon the veena, which is our spinal column, and that is how words emanate. So the veena is all the chakras and the spinal column. So who holds the spinal column together, who enables us to produce the sound and the words? It is the principle of Mother Saraswati. Pustaka is books, and Bhagwan says mere bookish knowledge is not education. That is only transfer of what is contained in the pustaka into mastaka or our head. And modern man develops ego on account of his educational achievements. Swami said, if one is truly educated, if one has truly assimilated what is there in the books, then one would know to be humble. Humility is the hallmark of true education. If one lacks viveka and vinaya, discrimination and humility, all his education is of no value. Today's education makes students materialistic. It does not prepare the students to turn inward, to listen to their inner voice. One should acquire Atma Prabodha, the Atmic knowledge. Bhagwan said that is true education. So that is what one has to gain. And that is what Mother Saraswati grants us. Ma Veena Pustaka Dharini. Mother Saraswati is the one who controls this spinal column. She is the one who grants us this true education. Let's move on to the fourth line.
Bhavabhanjani Manoranjani.
Bhava refers to worldly existence. Bhanjani means she who destroys. Manoranjani comes from mano, mind, and ranjani means pleasing. There is a poignant real-life experience of a sister who prefers to be anonymous but shared her experience with us under the name Shweta. When Shweta was still in high school in grade 10, she began often falling ill. Persistent cough, cold, and breathlessness put a full stop on her sports and extracurricular activities. She was forced to be a spectator at events where she had excelled earlier. It was disappointing, extremely saddening for her. And since her problems were recurring again and again, her family decided to take her to a specialist. And the specialist immediately suspected a cardiac ailment and prescribed a series of tests. And when it was done, they concluded that Shweta had a problem with her mitral valve. She was advised immediate surgery and was told to get admitted. Her parents suggested that they go home, think it over and return, but the doctor said that the cost of surgery was 3 lakhs or about US$8,000, and he also told Shweta that she would have to take medication for the rest of her life. Shweta was distraught to put the least. She is the only daughter of her parents, and at that time she was studying, and she was so disturbed with what she heard from the doctor, she just broke down in the clinic. And looking at her, her parents too were shaken. When they returned home, Shweta just wanted to be left alone. She sat in silence and she brooded over her pitiable condition. Her parents had done everything for her. They had given her good education, treated her as a friend when she grew to her teens, and here she was, still hanging like a millstone around their neck instead of being a help to them. And even as she was thinking of all this and crying on her study table, she had the figurine of Mother Saraswati. Shweta began to pour out her feelings to Mother Saraswati. Tears streamed down her cheeks and she remembered the words that her grandparents often told her. Everything that happens, happens for the good. God does not give us suffering that we cannot endure. And among the several books she had, she was a student of literature. She opened one book by Khalil Gibran and she read a poem. And those words made her feel even more cross with God. She began asking, why me? What did I do to deserve this? And she turned back to her bookshelf and her eyes now fell on the book, The Diary of Annie Frank. And a voice in her mind said, this is not the end. You are still alive. Annie knew she was going to die, but she did not lose faith in humanity. And here you are losing faith in yourself. Shweta then dried her tears. Her mood was suddenly uplifted, but still she had to face the grim facts. ₹3 lakh of her parents' hard-earned money was going to be spent, and what lay ahead is an uncertain future. She felt she was too young to die. She surfed the internet and got to know more about the mitral valve disease. Her father met some of his friends and they suggested to take a second opinion. This time the doctor was not so brutally frank. He suggested that they should medically manage the condition and leave surgery as a last resort. But of course he did not raise any false hope that the condition would rectify itself. He was just postponing the inevitable to reduce the impact on Shweta's growing body. Swetha accepted her condition and she began to arrange her life around it. She started medication. Periodically, she and her parents would go to the diagnostic center only to be told that the disease was actually progressing. And now her parents had begun to save up for her operation. And Swetha began to mentally prepare for the process of admission and surgery. But money was difficult to arrange, and the parents decided that they would take a loan to foot the medical expenses. And in the midst of such uncertainty, one day her father returned home and he was excited. He headed straight to the prayer room. He prostrated to the Lord, and then after a few silent moments, he told Swetha and her mother, "We are going to Bangalore. My friend and I were at the hospital today asking about the valve surgery packages, and there we saw a stranger. The stranger overheard our conversation about valve surgery packages, and he came to us and he told us about the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, a hospital that offers medical care in cardiac and neurosciences totally free of charge in Bangalore. So we are going there and the rest is up to God." Needless to say, Swetha came to the hospital, her surgery was done, and she recovered well. And after this, she said, "It is true that the disease changed my outlook towards life. It is also true that the cure changed me for the better. I am not referring to the cure of the physical ailment alone. I am referring to a deeper cure that the hospital experience confers on everyone." She says that she does not know what is that subliminal power that the hospital exudes, but to her, the hospital was just a temple from where God answered people's prayers. And it all began with a prayer to Mother Saraswati. It is the same divine principle which responds to every prayer and removes our fears of worldly existence. Bhava Bhanjani Manuranjani. We hail the Divine Mother who destroys our fears and who pleases our minds and soothes our souls. Let's move on to the fifth line.
Satya Saishwari Mata.
Satya means truth. Saishwari comes from Sa, I, and Ishwari. Sa means divine. I means mother. Ishwari means goddess. Mata, we know, is mother. Satya Saishwari Mata. We call out to the divine mother, the universal mother. The mother in the form of Satya Sai. Please, dear listeners, we have attempted to understand a little of what is the principle of Mother Saraswati while listening to the words of Bhagwan and ruminating on the experiences of people who have had such moments with Bhagwan. Let us dwell on these thoughts and listen to this bhajan once again. And even as you listen to this complete version of the bhajan, please sing along.
Sharada Mata Namo Sharada Namo Sharada Namo Sharada Oh,
Listening to an episode of our program Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. This episode was first aired on 26th March 2015 as part of Thursday Live from Prashanthinilam on Asia stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. This program was hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Thank you and Sai Ram.